Good morning.
Good morning.
I think they did such a job, they should do that every week. That would be really good. Well, we have an update on Chris Friedland.
Yes.
I know you want to give it.
I will speak very loudly.
Oh, you want the... Use your microphone.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it.
First off, I want to thank you for all the prayers and all the support that you've given us in the last month for my friend Sandy. She passed away 2 weeks ago on the 31st. So I just want to thank you for all of that. The update on Chris is she went into the hospital on Thursday. It was a reaction to the second dose of antibiotic that she got. The body did not like it. So that's what caused all of her problems and her weakness. She is doing 200% much better now. And with any luck, she will be home this afternoon. So God bless her and bless all of you. Thank you for all your support and your prayers too. Thank you.
Well, should we need meals?
If we do give meals, I would only make it for one day.
Okay.
Okay, because if you give her anything too big, it's gonna, you know, okay, she won't eat, be able to eat all of it.
Okay.
So
then you can help.
I wouldn't refuse it, but I would.
This Thursday is the confirmation dinner, and then next Sunday is confirmation Sunday. So come with the joy in your heart and support these guys. They're going to read their papers. They're sounding good so far, so if we could just calm them down and then be curious and comments, it'll be a good
together.
please join me in our call to worship? O Lord, how manifold are your works. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there. Living things, both small and great.
These all look to you, to give them their food in due season.
When you give to them, they gather it up.
When you open your hand, they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you send forth your spirit, they are created.
And you renew the face of the ground. Amen.
Give us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. The Old Testament reading this morning is in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 4b through 7. That is found on page 2 of the Pew Bible. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no vegetation of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground. But a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. The gospel reading is from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23, on page 883 in your Pew Bible. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Let's pray. Eternal God, our everlasting Father, Lord, you are the creator and sustainer of everything. Lord, we come humbly before you, and we thank you, Lord, that in your kindness and mercy, you formed us and you breathed your breath into us, Lord God, and you do that even now through your Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we just pray and ask for the breath of your Holy Spirit to fill this place, to fill each one of us, Lord, as we bow before you and as we seek your face, as we come, Lord, as a family, as a people of God, to be with you, to worship you, and to connect with one another, and to extend your love and your grace to one another. May we do that well, Lord. May we care for our brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we have many in our church family who are grieving, who are hurting, who have experienced the freshness of a loss, and it's so hard. It's so hard, Lord, to get our footing sometimes, but we know, Lord, that you are our solid rock, and we can stand upon you, and we can be encouraged and uplifted and strengthened. Lord God, we pray for those who are struggling in difficult relationships. Oh, Lord, you can heal broken hearts. You can mend relationships. You can restore joy and peace and resolve conflict. And we just ask, Lord, that in your mercy, you will do that, Lord, for people who are suffering in this way. Lord, we pray for people in our church who are on the verge of new beginnings, who are starting something new and different. We pray, Lord, for your blessing, for your encouragement, and for your vision. And Lord, we pray for those of us who are going through the day today, and sometimes it can become a little mundane. Lord, give us a fresh vision. Help us, Lord, to seek opportunities to help our neighbor, to help someone in need, to pray for someone when you lay it on our heart. And please, Lord, lay things on our hearts and prompt us, Lord, to pray. And now, as you are led, quietly or aloud, we present our requests to you, O God. Thank you, Lord, that you do hear our prayers and that you respond out of your great love for us. And now, Lord, as we continue our worship, I pray for Beth as she delivers a word from you. And I just thank you, Lord. And in your precious name we pray, amen.
I think it's my turn now. I have my tissues. I'm hoping not to use them. You know how sometimes we have a guest pastor and they say, we bring you greetings from this church or the East Coast Covenant. I bring you greetings this morning from the Warner Theater, where I've been bright and early with Emily Morton and Megan Campbell, who are dancing in their dance competition. So this is how my day started, where my hairspray is. When I got there, I went and sat to watch up on the stage at 7:45, and I did not have my glasses, which I need for distance. So I could not see the dances. I'm not going to tell Megan that, but I ran back home, and I also, my printer wasn't working to print out my message. So I am texting everybody in the church I know that might have a printer. Finally, I text Pastor Gary and said, can you please print my message so I don't have to read it from my laptop? So he did, and thank you, Gary. Ran into the house searching for my glasses. Came out, they're in the car. So I have them now. I can see you all. But that is how my day started. And hopefully I will be able to... this is a good example of how I am not practicing what I am going to try to preach about this morning. So now I will start with what's written on my paper. good morning. I had the opportunity, or should I say, what a blessing, to be able to go to the Exhale Women's Retreat last weekend at Pilgrim Pines with 11 wonderful women from this church, and at least five or six other that I had known from town. So that was our singing group this morning that did the lovely hymn. So thank you all. We had a great speaker, Chris Costin. It's a little bit high for me, but that's okay. we had a great speaker, Chris Costin, a youth pastor from a church in Minnesota. She started the weekend with our Friday night session by asking us about everything we had to do to get ready to be able to attend the weekend. So for those that attended, I'm sorry if this is a little repetitive. You've already heard a lot of this. So we were all rushing, some of us driving a few hours away or more, and had to work that day, had to pack, had to get ready, had to leave behind all the responsibilities that we had. And she started by asking us questions. The first one was, who here is needed? She had us think of all the things that we had to leave behind and everybody who needs us and what we needed to get done to actually get to the point where we could just go to the retreat, register, unpack, be still, and just breathe. She started to ask us questions like, how many of you here have a job that needs you? And we're all raising our hands. How many of you have kids that you needed to get everything ready for the weekend before you left? How many of you have spouses that need you? How many of you have aging parents that need you? How many of you have pets that needed you that you had to leave and had to make sure they were all set? She went through all these examples of how we, all of us, are needed and get weighed down with our responsibilities. And it made me really think about how much I'm needed, and I think it did the same for a lot of the other women. Then she said, well, now you're here. You made it. Let all that go. So I'd like to ask you this morning to do the same thing. As Sunday mornings can be a rush, as I gave you my example already, we have to get our kids ready for Sunday school. We have to have our coffee. We have to feed our pets. We have to read the paper. Some of us go for walks. And as I was searching up some information for this to talk this morning, a quote just happened to pop up, and it's from a blog called Mommy's 15 Minutes, but I think we can all relate to it. It goes like this. Getting everyone up is hard on Sundays. Getting everyone dressed is hard on Sundays. Getting to church is hard on Sundays. But Mama, or Dad, or any of us here, there's a reason the enemy doesn't make it easy. Come in tired. Come in messy. Come in late. It'll all be worth it. Just come and be filled up on Sundays. So we're glad you're here today. I would invite you right now to just leave everything that you have or everything that you needed to do this morning or you need to do later. I know Sundays is my grocery day. I'm thinking already about what I need to go buy. Just leave it all behind you and just be still. Just breathe and just be present in this time with God. And when we're thinking of all the people and all the responsibilities and everyone that's counting on us, we had just to get to the point at the retreat where Pastor Chris just said to us, sit here, take a few deep breaths. I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry. Just remember that God doesn't need anything from you right now at this moment. God's existence doesn't depend on anything or anyone. God just simply is. He just wants you to be here and to spend time with him. So let's take a few breaths together. Let's close our eyes. Take a deep breath in for a few seconds and exhale. Take a moment to thank God for the fact that you can breathe. Let your heart fill with gratitude to God. Now imagine that the Holy Spirit is filling your lungs with a breath of fresh air. Imagine that you are exhaling everything that stands in the way of being the person God is calling you to be. You can open your eyes. Oxygen and breathing. It's what we all need to live our physical life. But God is what we need to live our spiritual life. Actually, the scripture we heard this morning from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 tells us, "Then the Lord God formed the man out of the dust from the ground and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, and the man became a living being." How amazing is that? And let me read it again. "Then the Lord God formed the man out of the dust from the ground and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, and the man became a living being." Also, Job 33:4 says, "The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life." There are so many Bible verses about the breath of God. And the breath of God through the Holy Spirit has given us life. An interesting fact that Pastor Chris shared with us on the weekend, and some of you may already know this and have heard it before, is about one of the names of God, Yahweh. Well, how does Yahweh tie in with our breathing? The Bible tells us in Exodus 3, 13 through 15, "Then Moses asked God, 'If I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What should I tell them?' God replied to Moses, 'I am who I am.' This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent me to you.' God also said to Moses, 'Say this to the Israelites: The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is how I am to be remembered in every generation.'" In this moment, when Moses had the nerve to ask God what his name was, God was gracious enough to answer. And the name he gave is recorded in the original Hebrew as the letters YHWH. And over time, we've arbitrarily added the letters A and the letter E in there to get Yahweh, presumably because we have a preference for vowels. But scholars and rabbis have noted that the letters YHWH represent breathing sounds or aspirated consonants when pronounced without intervening the vowels. It actually sounds like breathing, the YH, the inhale, and the WH, the exhale. It sounds a little like this. I'm going to give it a try. So a baby's first cry, the first breath speaks, is the name of God. A deep sigh calls his name, or a groan or a gasp that is too heavy for mere words. Even an atheist would speak his name unaware that their very breath is giving constant acknowledgement to God. Likewise, a person leaves this earth with their last breath when God's name is no longer filling their lungs. So when we can't utter anything else, is our cry calling out his name? Sorry. Being alive means we speak his name constantly with every breath. Is it heard the loudest when we're quiet? In sadness, we breathe heavy sighs. In joy, our lungs feel almost like they will burst. In fear, we hold our breath and have to be told to breathe slowly to help us calm down. I need to do that today. When we're about to do something hard, we take a deep breath to find our courage. When I think about breathing, breathing is giving him praise even in the hardest moments. This is so beautiful, and it fills me with emotion every time I grasp the thought. God chose to give himself a name that we can't help but speak every moment we're alive. All of us, always, everywhere, waking, sleeping, breathing with the name of God on our lips. The special music this morning, the hymn, Just As I Am, we also sang during the Exhale weekend. They shared with us the history of the song, and it was written by Charlotte Elliott in 1834. She was 32 years old, had become ill, and was left disabled for the rest of her life. She was often depressed with feelings of uselessness and loneliness. One day, her family was going to raise funds for a charity, and she could not go, confined by her sickness. But she remembered a message her minister had shared with her. Come to Christ just as you are. Being disabled, feeling useless, feeling as though she had nothing to give, she remembered God didn't need anything from her at that moment. In her time of hopelessness, she wrote those beautiful words. In our times of trouble, in our rushed mornings or our hectic schedules, God doesn't need anything from us. Yes, as Christians, God requires us to live a certain way. He has given us guidance and his law through the Bible, but he doesn't need us for his existence. He just wants us. He just wants us to come as we are. So remember, when all you can do is just breathe, he is there with you. With each breath, you are saying the name of our God Most High, Yahweh. When he gave you life, he gave you his breath. Let us to continue to inhale and be filled with his breath, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Participation in this meal is for all who confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We gather together in the presence of our Shepherd God, who calls us each by name, who restores our souls, and who leads us in the way of righteousness, and whose goodness and love never stops pursuing us. This is the God we have come to worship today. It's now our sacred privilege to celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. All who humbly put their trust in Christ and desire his help that they may lead a holy life, all who are truly sorry for their sins and would be delivered from them, all who would walk in the love with their neighbors and intend to live a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from now on in his holy ways, are invited to draw near with faith and to receive this holy sacrament. Come to the sacred table not because you must, but because you may. Come to testify not that you are righteous, but that you sincerely love our Lord Jesus Christ, and you desire to be his true disciple. Come not because you are strong, but come because you are weak.
not because you have any claim on the grace of God, but because your frailty and sin, you stand in constant need of God's mercy and help. Come not to express your opinion, but to seek God's presence and pray for the Spirit. Please join me now in the reading of our confession of sin. Please stand. It's found in your bulletin. God of salvation, you shower our lives and our world with love.
Yet we too often turn away from your blessings. It is just so easy to complain. There are little annoyances each day, but they pile up into a mountainous burden that becomes a curse on our lives. Free us from our unwise choices.
Remain standing. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Please join me now in our affirmation of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. Third day,
bow in prayer with me, please. O Lord of all, we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. Gracious God, we pray that you will send your Holy Spirit on these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and the blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his death and resurrection, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly feast where, with all your saints, we will be gathered in glory everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. The Apostle Paul tells us that on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. He said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Paul goes on to tell us that in the same way, Jesus took the cup. This is the cup in the new covenant of my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. And Paul reminds us that whenever we eat this bread or we drink this cup, we proclaim the death of Jesus until he comes again.
Christ shed for you. Take and drink. Graciously feed us. We have received these holy mysteries, the bread of life and the cup of eternal salvation. May we who have received this sacrament be strengthened in your service. We who have sung your praises tell of your glory and your truth. We have seen your greatness, of your love, see you face to face in your kingdom. For you have made us your own people by the death and resurrection of your Son, our Lord, and by the life-giving power of your Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge of the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of the Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Now that we are fed and we are focused, let us give back to our Lord who loves us. We're able to give back. Thank you.
Let us take joy in being filled and ready for the week before us. Greet those around you and join us downstairs for something after. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our Lord endures forever. Go now in his peace. Amen.